Now, our legal talk segment is a labour law focus today, and specifically we're taking a closer look at the CCMA, the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration. I think everybody knows it's there, but not everyone really knows how it works and who it's designed to help and how you go about lodging a dispute there. So I'm hoping our guest can give us a bit of an overview and answer any questions you might have about that process. I'm delighted to welcome on the line Jose George, who is Director in the Employment Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Lovely to have you on the show this afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, thanks, Pippa, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Let's just briefly touch on the history of the CCMA. It was set up in 1995 under the Labour Relations Act. Jose, what role is it intended to play?
Well, if you look at the history of the CCMA, before the CCMA was introduced, before the 1995 Labour Relations Act, mm-hmm. we had a very convoluted system of resolving employment disputes. And it was also a very litigious system. So the idea with the introduction of the CCMA was to simplify matters and also to make it cost effective for unsophisticated lay persons. Mm-hmm. So effectively, we're looking at employees who refer a dispute. And the idea is you cut costs, you don't allow legal representation for everything. And it's supposed to be a system where a lay person will actually be able to complete the forms and actually process the dispute themselves.
Okay, so a DIY process. Do you have to pay anything to lodge a dispute at the CCMA?
No, you don't. It's a free service. The dispute resolution system is actually very simple. So if you go onto the CCMA website, you'll see that all the referral forms are there. Mm-hmm. What's important for employees is just to remember the time limit. So if you are, for example, dismissed or retrenched, you've got 30 days within which to refer your dispute.
Gosh, that's quite tight.
The idea, again, is expeditious and swift resolution of employment disputes. So just to talk you very simply through the process, you have a form called an LRA 711, which is the initial dispute form. What the CCMA process really tries to empower is parties coming to decisions themselves. So the first part of the process is called conciliation, mm-hmm. where a commissioner tries to actually settle the dispute without having to resort to arbitration, which is the next stage of the process.
Okay.
So an employee fills in the 711. It's a very simple form. It basically asks for contact details for the employer and the employee. It asks you to basically tick a box as to what the dispute is. So it'll be the CCMA has got quite a wide discretion now in what disputes they can hear.
Okay.
So they'll hear unfair dismissals, unfair labour practices. They can hear some discrimination disputes if it's related to sexual harassment or if the employee earns under the earnings threshold, which is $205,433 per annum. They can then refer their dispute to the CCMA, a discrimination dispute. Otherwise, the CCMA now hears national minimum wage disputes, disputes relating to compliance orders. And for retrenchment, if it's a single employee that's affected by the retrenchment, they can also refer that to the CCMA. So it's a very broad scope. Legal representation isn't allowed for most of that, for unfair dismissals, for national minimum wage and compliance order disputes. They are allowed for the others.
Okay.
So just going back to the process, if the commissioner isn't able to settle the matter, the employee can then refer the matter to arbitration. Mm-hmm. And that's a form called the 713. It's an even simpler form. The commissioner will issue a certificate of non-resolution. The employee can then attach the certificate to the 713 and refer the dispute to arbitration. Just also on that, service has become a lot easier. So the other key thing for employees to remember is when you refer your dispute to the CCMA, you have to serve the documents on your employer as well. And now that can be done by email even. So it's generally fax, by hand, email.
Okay.
So you don't need the sheriff to go around and issue this process for you.
And I think quite importantly, you don't have to go and do it in person and arrive. If you're in a dispute with your employer, you don't have to go to that office and hand it over in person, which I would imagine some people would find quite intimidating.
Quite daunting, yeah. I don't know if you've ever been to the CCMA.
I haven't, touch wood.
the queues are monstrous. a lot of people don't have access to fax machines and email, and they actually have to go in themselves. Look, I take my hat off to the CCMA case management. They actually really do try to help people who come in. But, I mean, it's a sign of the economy. The queues are really lengthy.
Mm, that does say a lot, doesn't it? Okay, so if conciliation fails, you then go to arbitration. And what is different about arbitration versus conciliation?
So in conciliation, there's no final binding decision that's made. What will happen is the commission will try and engage the parties and try to resolve the dispute without resorting to any kind of litigation. Mm-hmm. So the commissioners can use various means of actually doing that. They can caucus separately with the employees. They can and the employer. They can give you a view of the risks in your case, encourage you to settle because it's more convenient than actually having to go to arbitration, etc.
Yeah.
Whereas with arbitration, there's a final and binding finding by the by the arbitrator afterwards.
Okay.
So let me just give you the scope of that as well. Normally, 90% of the work at the CCMA is unfair dismissals. So the remedy that an employee has is if the dismissal is substantively unfair, the employee can be reinstated. Okay. And reinstatement is a full retrospective back pay. So if your matter takes 2 years, you get reinstated. You get reinstated with 2 years back pay.
Wow. Okay.
If, however, the matter is only procedurally unfair, the compensation is limited to 12 months compensation.
If it's procedurally unfair, so they did have grounds to dismiss you. They just went about it the wrong way. Am I understanding correctly?
That's absolutely right, yeah.
Okay.
So the commissioner has the discretion, anything from 0 to 12 months.
Okay. And if arbitration fails, there's a third. There's a CCMA, it's the conciliation, mediation, and arbitration, with the mediation in between. So arbitration then is the final step, and the decision that the CCMA takes is then binding on all parties. Is that correct?
Yeah, so mediation doesn't really play a part in your normal unfair dismissal process. Mediation can be part of the conciliation process. And often it's used by the CCMA in places like strikes where they try and mediate between the parties as well.
Right. Okay.
So the going back to what I initially said, in the old dispensation, you would be able to appeal your unfair dismissal. What the Labor Relations Act introduced was they took away the appeal process because it was viewed as too lengthy.
Okay.
And they've now introduced something called the review process. So if you're not happy with the outcome at the CCMA, you can then review that award by taking it on review to the Labor Court.
And does that can the complainant and the employer ask for a review? Can it come from either party?
It's normally the losing party.
Yeah, that would make sense. Okay.
Yeah.
A question from Lisa asking about witnesses to CCMA cases. Are you allowed to call former colleagues as witnesses? And if so, are they obliged to come?
You can call witnesses. So it's a quasi-judicial process. It actually mirrors your labor court, your court cases quite a lot. But the rules of evidence are relaxed in the CCMA. You can call witnesses. Your witnesses either come willingly or otherwise you would have to subpoena them. Again, the process is quite simple. There is a subpoena form, which you can find on the website. You also have to do a motivation letter to say why that witness is relevant and why that witness won't come and give evidence. The CCMA will require that you pay certain witness fees and reasonable travel and accommodation if they're coming from outside of town.
Okay, that's important to know. Okay, so that is where there is potentially some financial burden then for the complainant. But obviously, if you feel somebody's input is going to substantively change the outcome of your case, I would think most people would make it deem it worthy. What else can a complainant expect from the process? You've talked us through the forms, that it is a relatively simple process to initiate. Jose, how lengthy a process can you expect? I mean, if you lodge a case, should you be expect to be heard within a couple of weeks, a couple of days, or a couple of months?
The set downs are quite good. With conciliation, they normally set down within 30 days. Arbitrations as well normally get set down within 30 days. The difficulty, though, is that you only generally get one day as a set down date. And your matter quite often isn't resolved in that one day.
Yeah.
So very simple matters could be resolved within 2-3 months. More complicated matters can actually take up to a year because you keep on having to come back to the CCMA for the next hearing.
Okay. Interesting comment from somebody on our WhatsApp line saying, I've never been in a situation where I've needed arbitration, but I know of many people who were unfairly dismissed, and employers tend to pay an additional month's salary after dismissal to try and circumvent those 30 days. Most people who are dismissed need those funds, so they take it, but then the result is that the case can never go to arbitration. Does that ring a bell to you? Is that something that happens quite often?
I think I know what the caller means. So what quite often happens is the parties decide between themselves to settle the matter. So after a dismissal, the employer may offer the employee, let's say, a month or two salary to settle the matter, whereby they waive their right to actually go to the CCMA. It's not uncommon. It buys you certainty, and it allows you then to actually move on with your business without having to worry about it. Pending litigation.
Okay. Thanks for explaining. Another question on the WhatsApp line. Someone asking, can an employee change your rank without following due process? Is that something you could take to the CCMA if you think it's been done unfairly?
Yes, and that's your unfair labor practice. So this is an unfair labor practice related to demotion that the person has described.
Yeah.
Demotion doesn't only have to be you earn less money, but it can also be something called a status demotion, which it sounds like the listeners describe it.
Yeah.
Where you have your status has been dropped.
Okay.
And the CCMA will then make a call on that.
Okay. Can you give us a couple of other examples of the kinds of unfair labor practices that typically end up before the CCMA?
Your general ones are promotion and demotion. There's a lot specifically on promotions in the public sector. Training, provision of benefits, any form of sanction that's less than a dismissal, so like a final written warning, you can take that to the CCMA as an unfair labor practice.
Really? Okay.
And any occupational detriment other than a dismissal, that's a contravention of the Protective Disclosures Act, can also be heard as an unfair labor practice.
Can you just explain can you give an example of such an occupational detriment?
Well, it doesn't have to be a dismissal. It's any kind of a hurdle that the employer may throw in the path of the employee are following the Protective Disclosure.
Okay, I get you. Somebody asking, what can be done about an employer who refuses to pay a due salary after the employee has resigned? I'm assuming they mean in a case where you have given sufficient notice period in terms of your contract of employment. Is that something that could be taken to the CCMA?
No, that's a contractual dispute. So you would either go to the Magistrate, or you may get relief from the Department of Labor if you earn under the threshold.
Okay. Could you maybe give us a couple of examples of the other sorts of cases that some people might assume could be taken to the CCMA but actually can't be?
Your contractual cases are quite often cases that go there where they don't have jurisdiction. The other things are like retirement. If you come to normal retirement age, the CCMA will have to determine whether it's a dismissal or not.
Mm-hmm.
But those kinds of things aren't normally taken up.
Okay. You mentioned contractual issues. I think it's quite important to mention the CCMA handles permanent employees cases. Am I right in thinking you cannot take a case there if you have a dispute as an independent contractor?
Absolutely, yeah. So that would be a contractual dispute. Look, those cases are referred, and then what happens is the CCMA will generally listen to the evidence and make a call on whether you are an employee or an independent contractor. If they decide that you're an independent contractor, they don't have jurisdiction to determine that dispute because it's not an employment dispute. And it's normally brought by way of something called an in limine point, which the company will normally raise.
Okay. Jose, thanks so much. You've been incredibly helpful in outlining the process for us, and we've really appreciated your contribution to the show today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Jose George, Director in Employment Practice at Cliff Decker Hoffmeyer. And if you would like to take a look at the forms he's referenced or read up more about the process, he did direct everyone to the CCMA website. Just to give you that address, it is www.ccma.org.za. And